Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here with Leon. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
You got a lovely Harry Potter Christmas display, and what was it like setting it up?
It was great to use my imagination and be very creative, but the biggest challenge was to use materials that people were otherwise throwing away and repurposing those for our Christmas display.
And you got the Harry Potter train, and you got Lego as well.
Yep, so we've upscaled Lego characters to be about the same height as me. So that's about 5'4". We've used things like old rubbish bins, guttering downpipe, swimming pool noodles, plant pots to create all these characters. As you say, we've got Hogwarts Express using water butts, old throwaway bicycle tyres, etc. We've built a King's Cross trolley as well, so children and adults can have their photo taken with Hedwig the Owl. And then finally, using old furniture and old chopping boards being thrown away, we built the night bus as well over in the corner.
And how long did it take you to put the display together?
Yeah, it's been a labour of love over about a month and a half, but the actual build itself started in August, when the weather was dry enough to keep painting outside.
How can people vote for your house?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. We would love the opportunity for people to vote for us because we are very different. It is a very family-focused display with a real environmental message and a clear theme of Harry Potter, as you say, Lego Harry Potter. So people can vote for us by going on to the URL link, www.islandecho.co.uk/Xmas, and then they work their way down the list of displays and they click on number 7, Victoria Road, Sandown, and then click vote.
And it's a brilliant display, and you got to do it next year.
Oh, well, yeah, so the plan is that we'll do Harry Potter again next year because lots of children visiting have given us some great ideas for other characters to add, and we want the community's involvement, so that's great. And then 2 years' time, we plan to change to a different family theme, and we're going to be doing the Chronicles of Narnia.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
That's great. Thanks for your time. Have a great Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks, mate. Bye.